Good day, Mr. Jensen.
Hello, Mr. Ring. What's good for lunch?
Anything that we have on the menu is good, you know that. And for you today, there will be no charge.
No charge? Why would that be?
Mr. Jensen, would you happen to know that gentleman over there?
The restaurant owner indicated a man who was sitting alone at a table in the far corner of the room. The man was wearing a low crown hat with a silver hat band, a jacket, and a bolo tie. His boots were highly polished. Smoke realized it was the same man who had danced with Sally.
I saw him at the dance. As a matter of fact, he danced with my wife. But I can't say as I know him.
He's been waiting to see you. He asked that I seat you at his table. He also said I was to serve you anything you wished, and he would pay for it.
Really?
Smoke smiled and put his hat on the hat rack.
Maybe he's heard of the horses I brought to Tom Bird, and he wants to do business. All right, I'll have a steak, a baked potato, some fried okra, and a couple of rolls.
Very good, sir.
When Smoke reached the back table, the stranger stood and extended his hand. He was wearing an ivory-handled pistol tucked into a black, silver-studded holster. The holster was low and well tied down. The skirt of the jacket was kicked back to allow a quick draw. Smoke wondered why a businessman would be wearing his gun in such a way.
You're the man who danced with Sally.
Yes, you were most gracious to allow me to do so. And she is a very skilled dancer. It was quite a pleasure. Please, sit.
I appreciate you buying me lunch, but you didn't have to do so, just because you danced with my wife.
Oh, I assure you, Mr. Jensen, this meal has nothing to do with my having danced with your wife. At least there is no direct correlation. My name is Rick Isbach. Does that mean anything to you?
The name was familiar, but Smoke couldn't place where he'd heard it.
I can't say that I recognize it. I'm sorry, have we met before the other night?
No, we haven't met. But I must say that I'm a little disappointed you haven't heard of me. After all, I've heard of you.
Yeah, I often find myself at a disadvantage with people that I don't know who know me. It can be a little frustrating at times.
More and more, people are beginning to recognize my name, and I've no doubt the time will come when my name will roll as easily from the tongue as does yours. Especially after today.
Really? Now, why especially after today?
Isbach flashed a toothy smile.
Oh, we'll get to that after a while. Have you already ordered?
I have.
Good. That is good. Tell me, Mr. Jensen, how many men have you killed?
The question did not come as a complete surprise to Smoke. He'd been having suspicions almost from the moment he had approached Isbach. Also, he remembered Sally's assessment of him.
There is something a little frightening about him, like a hint of sulfur.
Are you a newspaper man?
Oh, heavens no. Why would you ask such a thing?
Because that seems like a rather unusual question to ask a person.
I expected you to respond by asking me the same thing.
All right, Mr. Isbach. How many men have you killed?
I've killed 17 men.
That's quite a few.
Oh, but not as many as you, I'd wager.
Smoke didn't reply.
Let me reword my question. How many men have you killed as an affair of honor?
What's an affair of honor?
Don't play coy with me, Mr. Jensen. You know perfectly well what an affair of honor is. It is when you met your adversary face to face, with each of you having an equal opportunity to prevail.
I see nothing honorable about killing, and I've never killed anyone unless I had to.
If someone is trying to kill you, would that put you in a position where you had to kill them?
Well, yeah. But there has to be more to it than that. I mean, someone wouldn't be trying to kill you unless they had a reason.
So you've never fought a gunfight that had no reason for its being other than honor?
As I said, I can see no honor in killing.
What a strange thing to say for a man who has killed as many as you have. You are aware, are you not, that your name is spoken in awe from New York to San Francisco? Books have been written about your many brave encounters.
I have nothing to do with that. Believe me, I don't seek notoriety.
Well, that's very easy for you to say, Smoke Jensen, because you already enjoy such fame. And after today, it will be my name on everyone's lips.
Again, I have to ask. After today?
After I kill you in a fair fight. You see, Mr. Jensen, you and I are about to participate in an affair of honor.
Suppose I tell you I don't want to fight.
Oh, you'll fight. Because I'm going to kill you today whether we fight or not.
And how exactly would you explain that as honorable?
Really, Mr. Jensen, do you think I expect you to just sit there and let me kill you? No, I think not. As I said, I'm going to kill you. but not until after we've had our meal.
At a signal from Isbach, the food was brought to the table.
Hang on a minute, waiter. Mr. Isbach, since you're buying, I would like for you to pay the man now, if you don't mind.
Do you think I'm going to change my mind?
No, it's just that after this affair of honor is over, I don't want to have to go through your pockets and get the money. I'm sure you agree that would be very awkward.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll try to remember that.
No, don't worry. You'll remember it. If you're serious about this foolishness, then you won't be alive long enough to forget it. Do pay the man, won't you?